News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Airport dads are the unsung heroes of holiday travel. This is according to journalist Niamh O'Reilly, who joins us this morning. And I like where she's going with this. Niamh, good morning to you. Please explain what an airport dad is.
Hi, Ciara. Good morning. I think probably if you don't know what the term airport dad means, because that is actually relatively new, you will have an airport dad in your life. And I have to stress that anyone can be an airport dad. You don't have to be a dad. You don't have to be a man. You can be a woman. You can be young. You can be old. And it can be not a family group. It can be just a group of friends going away. But the important thing is that airport dad, inverted commas, is a person who organises everything to the millionth degree and will like hold the passports and the boarding cards, will have multiple copies of documents printed out. They'll have you at the airport probably far too early. They might even take your bag if you're walking too slowly through the airport. They'll kind of passively aggressively come over and kind of take your bag from you and roll it over, you know, to
bag.
They're
a bit stressed and tense sometimes, aren't
they?
Yeah,
they are. God bless them. And like, I was never the airport dad growing up. My dad was, and probably still would be if we were going anywhere together, the airport dad. And he had everything organised and we never really had to worry, but I did feel that he was a bit stressed when we were going to the airport. And we kind of laugh at him.
You stepped into the role now. You've modelled yourself on that very airport dad, your own dad.
Can I say I'm the most reluctant airport dad ever? Like, I only realise now that I'm a mum, my kids are 5 and 8. So we were away recently on our holidays and I kind of have slipped into the airport dad role very, very reluctantly, because I only realise now how stressful it is, because everything is on you. And like all of this airport dad behaviour, I think it comes from a place of just wanting your family or your group to get through the airport with the least amount of stress possible. But actually, it turns out that you do create a lot of stress and a lot of fuss inadvertently by doing that. And everyone kind of gets a bit stressed around you, or they start laughing at you kind of behind your back and rolling their eyes and thinking, God, would you ever chill out?
It's not a great role to have, as in you do all the organising, all the work, and people are either grumpy with you or laughing at you.
I know. And that's the thing. And also you look.
I love that.
Really,
I know, it was the indignation of the airport dad.
Yes. And like, and also you look really grumpy as the airport dad, because if you're not sure, if you're just, you know, in the airport and you're people watching, if you're not sure who the airport dad person is in a group, look for the person walking slightly in front of their group with kind of a grumpy look on their face, and they're not talking to their group. They're slightly in front of them. They may have someone's bag and they're kind of scanning the horizon like the Terminator for possible cues that they don't want to enter and trouble.
Possible,
you know,
hazards. I'm roaring laughing here because I'm looking at Shane Coleman, who is nodding sadly along about the walking in front. He's airport dad.
Somebody's got to lead the way.
We
never make
the
plane otherwise.
And listen, you won't be appreciated in your time. That is, you have
a prophet is never appreciated in their own land.
I've come to realise that.
When you pass the torch on, maybe to your children, like my dad has to mine, it's only, I really appreciate
it. I absolutely love this. Thank you, Niamh, for coming on and talking to us about airport dads. I'd love to know what people think out there this morning. Are you an airport dad? Do you have an airport dad? That is journalist Niamh O'Reilly. I am the airport child. My eldest daughter takes my passport and my boarding pass from me.
I've travelled with you, so I that does not surprise me.
And she goes, I'll just mind that, Mum. And I go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Learned helplessness.
Yeah.
It's not just men, guys. It's not just men's have it down pat. It's me too.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.